Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another bonus episode of Stall It. That you send questions in and we answer them. You're very welcome back.
You put a H in that, welcome. Welcome.
Welcome back.
At the top of this bonus, I might just say we were working on the live show that we have coming up. And we had an idea.
We had more than one, but this is one that we had.
And as part of the idea, we kind of need super fans, or not even super fans, that sounds a bit too much, but
yeah.
We need fans of the podcast, people that think that they know the podcast well enough to come up on stage on the night. If you're going to be at a Stall It live show,
we're going to test your knowledge on how well you know the podcast.
On all things Stall It, and you could win a prize. No, you will win a prize.
Yeah.
You're going to win a prize.
One person will win a prize. The winner will win a prize.
So if you're interested in that, email stallit@goloudnow.com.
And maybe we can do a live stream to James from Georgia if he wants to take part.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's James. Not out of the equation at all.
Technology. It's amazing. 2026, man.
So if you have any, if you want to be a part, email stallit@goloudnow.com.
We get you up on stage. Be deadly to have you.
With your seat number. Maybe put our seat number in the email.
Or just... Yeah, email in and then
we'll go from there.
The powers that be can take over. Take from there.
Yeah, we'll take it from there.
Good stuff. Done.
So this is the bonus episode.
Sure it is.
And this is a different bonus episode at the top because Ed has something interesting for us.
Literally got questions sent in. Hi, Owen, Ed, Darren or Joe.
I thought we were getting some sort of quiz.
Yeah, I'm getting to it now.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ, Darren.
Jeez, patience, man.
Hi Owen, Ed, Darren and Joe, or whoever is producing on the day.
Roshan.
Paul here from Dunmore East again. Happy New Year to you all. Joe, just a quick one. Check out two shows on Netflix. American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders.
Okay.
And then there's one called Cover Up. Both of them about cover-ups in the US and right up your alley.
That does sound like a little bit of...
The Octopus Murders, yeah.
Joe isn't a great fan of Netflix documentaries though, aren't you? No?
Oh yeah.
I think you like the other ones that you can't get on Netflix.
I do like the deeper ones, but Netflix have some amazing documentaries on all of that. Like who's your man? He does Beyond the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, not the archaeologist fella.
Yeah, the archaeologist fella.
An utter clown.
Oh, what a legend.
Oh,
what a man.
Ancient aliens. I have been a long time listener to Stall It and only recently started listening to this, to Talking Bollocks. Oh, what I would love to poach from them for Stall It is the quiz that the boys and Owen do now and then. I mentioned in a previous message how I am a secondary school teacher and what I like to do sometimes to shake it up with my senior cycle students, 5th and 6th year, is to give them a quiz.
Oh,
sometimes about Ireland, English, my subject, or on occasion, I give them a quiz for 4th class. It is general knowledge. I only tell them afterwards. I would be very curious as to how Joe and Darren might get on. Perhaps Ooh. It could be done on a main episode. I have attached a Google Doc for Owen, or myself, with questions and answers to give them some time. Perhaps the lads could get a sheet or a paper each, write the numbers 1 to 10 or whatever, and blah, 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 blah. I'd love to hear that. All the best, gents. Paul, I have the questions here.
So you're going to read them and we're...
Are you ready to do a quiz?
You have given us a buzzer.
You both have a buzzer there.
Do we?
Yeah, so Joe, open up your WhatsApp.
This is my buzzer.
Will you rub me feet, Amy?
And I don't know what yours is.
I haven't heard mine.
Probably that as well. If it's that as well, it's going to be...
It's going to be very confusing.
Oh, it's...
Can you turn up the volume on your phone? Is it up to the highs? Okay. So, we have our buzzers. I've got 10. You can do Irish trivia or general knowledge for 4th class.
General knowledge for 4th class.
Okay.
We can do both, maybe.
We'll try them both.
The bonus quiz.
And see what the listener thinks. Maybe they'll be like, we didn't listen to the fucking... 15 minutes of ads on a fucking quiz. What am I fucking listening to this for?
I'm not sending in an email. You didn't even read it out. Too busy doing your fucking quiz.
For 4 class. And then there's like 15 minutes of ads.
This is my guess to learn things.
There's more fucking ads than this, than any other fucking, more ads than this than blame fucking the telly.
Go on.
Here we go. Question 1. Where does the President of the United States of America live?
Me feet, Amy.
Where does he live?
Yeah.
In the White House.
Correct.
In
I think this is not fair. Darren's just going to be quicker off the mark with the buzzer. I knew that as well. I knew the president of America
no excuses.
The fucking White House.
Just press it.
Question number two.
As you hear the force
Mar-a-Lago, actually. But go on.
What is the largest brass instrument in an orchestra?
Is it the trombone?
Incorrect.
Will you rub me feet? I'm
Darren.
The accordion.
Jesus. It's the tuba.
Oh, that's what I meant to say. What did I say?
The trombone.
I knew what it looked like.
So it's one to Darren. What is the name of the highest mountain in Africa?
Kilimanjaro.
Correct. One all.
I was going to say that.
How many cards are there in a full pack of playing cards? No jokers.
Oh.
42.
Can I steal?
Yeah.
52.
52.
Bollocks.
What is the only US state that starts with the letter P?
Will you rub me feet, Amy?
Philadelphia.
State.
Pennsylvania.
Correct. I have to take your first answer.
Pennsylvania.
Joe has it.
I'm not playing anymore.
Okay, no, we'll call it.
It has what, to be two all. He's going to win anyway. Give me that one.
What is the Can most popular one, sport yeah, throughout one. The world?
The what? What?
The most popular sport throughout
Can
the
you
world.
Rub me feet, Amy.
I'm going to cause the situation with the last one.
No, come on, you can have it.
The most popular sport in the world.
According to this quiz.
Soccer.
Cricket.
He has soccer, Dan.
Ask me arse. Oh, no.
What's it? 3-1 or something?
3-2.
Dave Hammond giving us a wave.
What continent is India in?
Will you rub me feet, Amy?
India.
Asia?
Yes. What type of gas do plants absorb from the atmosphere?
Will you rub me feet, Amy?
Carbon monoxide.
What did you say?
Carbon monoxide.
Joe?
Carbon dioxide.
Jesus. Darren. These are fourth class questions. What South American country does Paddington Bear come from?
That is a fourth class question. It had to be fourth class to get that.
Which
one.
Country does he come from?
Yeah.
Me feet, Amy.
Britain, UK.
What South American country does Paddington Bear come from?
Will you rub me feet, Amy?
Argentina.
No.
Fucking Colombia.
Peru.
Peru.
Why is he from Peru? He has a British accent now.
I know. That's the most unbelievable thing about Paddington Bear. Is his accent.
He's fucking English.
How do you say hello in French?
Will you rub me feet, Amy?
Bonjour.
Yes. Now we can carry on with the. We'll go general knowledge.
Did I win?
We'll go Irish trivia.
Did I win that
one? I think Joe won that one.
Fuck off. I clearly won.
I think he might won. But I think it's. I think this trigger. The listener can decide who won.
Is your buzzer working, Joe?
It's just slower to when I press play to go. A bow now.
Do you know what?
What just if I just say a
sound.
Bow now?
Do the sound, yeah. Irish trivia. 10 questions. One winner. Change one letter in droid and you get what word that means a priest in the ancient Celtic tradition?
Bow wow. Yeah. Druid.
Correct.
That's a drink.
A druid.
A druid's glen. After the Battle of Clontarf in 1014, Gaelic culture no longer faced a major threat from what seafaring Norse people?
Vikings.
Correct. Darren, is your buzzer working?
It's just something's going on with it.
You can say it as well.
It's just not me feet, Amy. You can say it out loud. Although often misattributed as a French invention owing to its name and history, what macabre beheading device was actually first used in Ireland in 1307? A beheading device.
Yeah, another one.
With a French sounding name.
Can I say it or did Darren get there first?
I think give Darren a chance.
A head cutter.
A guillotine.
Yes.
Oh, fucking knew it was that, man.
On April 11th, 1912, Francis Brown was on a pier in Ireland when he took one of the last known photos of what object? 1912.
The Nelson's Column?
No. On a pier.
Oh.
I'm trying to mime.
A hill.
Titanic.
Titanic. Titanic.
Do you know what? I can edit this that you answered that. Darren.
Titanic.
Brilliant.
Oh, well done.
Used as one of the symbols of Ireland, the Library of Trinity College Dublin is home to a famous 29-stringed version of what instrument?
The harp.
Yes. In which county?
He's looking at me like,
he's very smug. In what county is the Giant's Causeway located? God, that sound is going to haunt my dreams.
In which county?
Yeah.
Tyrone.
Antrim.
Yeah.
Oh, name the highest mountain in Ireland.
The Sugarloaf.
No.
It's Kirkpatrick.
Carrantoole.
It's
the Sugarloaf.
Oh, okay, Ireland. This is one. Yeah. This is one. Both. Darren, get your buzzer ready for this one.
Okay, hang on, wait now.
Right. Ready? Father Jack. Will you rub me feet?
He's good in Father Jack.
Ted and Dougal lived on what fictional island?
Craggy Island.
There we go.
Do we get the fucking... Just hit the buzzer.
They do that on the chase.
And then he still gets to finish the question.
Older than Stonehenge or the Egyptian pyramids, the burial monument was built around 3200 BC. What is its name? It's in Ireland.
Say the question again.
Older than Stonehenge. This burial monument was built around 3200 BC. This is an Irish quiz, so it's in Ireland.
Newgrange.
Yes.
Yeah.
Final question. What is the most common surname in Ireland?
I have it.
What?
Smith.
O'Neill?
No.
O'Connell?
Keep going.
O'Dwyer?
No. Come on, lads.
Hutch?
No.
Definitely Indiana City.
It's the most Irishy surname.
O'Houlihan?
No. It's a drink. It's a stout.
Oh, Guinness?
No. Oh, my God.
Beamish?
No.
That did he only
do? Do I have to... Murphy?
Forged Irish stout. Morphy's.
Murphy's the most common.
Bow wow. Morphy's.
Is it? Morphy is the most common second name in...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
Well, according to our listener who sent the quiz in. There you go, boys. There's your quiz.
It's interesting.
Not as contentious as I thought it was going to be, but fair play. Thank you, Paul, in Dunmore East.
I didn't know whether to make it funny or just to be right.
See, that's the problem with, because I was talking about this with Siobhan yesterday. Something happens to people when it comes to quizzes.
Mm.
It turns them into...
Competitive
animals.
See, I tried to just be funny in it, you know.
Did you, yeah?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you purposely, you let it hang there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, especially the Asia one, where the answer was Asia.
Good one here from, on a follow-on from the cinema question last week, just on your discussion on this week's bonus about cinema doors always being pull on the way in and why that is. The reason, have you any ideas what the reason might be?
Because in case you hit someone, innit? Because in case...
Oh, it's got to be a fire hazard. So if there's a fire...
The reason is much more boring and common sense. It's a fire emergency safety feature. If you have a theatre full of people trying to leave at the same time, you don't want the doors opening towards them as they try to leave the theatre. Having the push door leave allows them a much smoother and safer exit. Here, for all your boring, monotonous explanations, thanks, Cormac.
It's a fire hazard.
I mean, ballsy.
Bald? What?
There's a fella called Ballsy. I'm assuming it's a fella. Ballsy and Dawkin. In the Dawkin?
Ballsy McDonough.
Maybe Dawky?
Is that a nickname for Clondawkin? In the Dawkin.
Oh, or Dawkin. Yeah,
I've never heard that before. Is that a thing?
Dawkin,
I guess.
Ballsy in the Dawkin.
Let me ask a question. If you hear the word Ballyar, where do you think of?
Ballyfermot.
So not Ballymun?
No. Ballyfermot. Would you think of Ballymun?
Yeah.
Ballyar is definitely Ballyfermot, no?
I got a taxi in here and he was like, oh, where are you from? And he was like, mind your fucking business. And I said, no, tell me now where you're from. And he said,
what the fuck?
Did he really?
No.
Oh my God.
No. And then
so I got into the passenger seat and I said, you fucking tell me now where you're from.
Bring me there now. Show me where you live. He said, he's from Ballyar. And I was like, oh, Ballymun. And he goes, no, Ballyfermot. And I was like, oh, well, how am I supposed to know?
I think Ballyar is Ballyfermot. That's what
I would have, and I'm not even... But I would have said Ballyfermot, yeah.
Interesting.
It's a good one to put out there now. That, like, you know, it could be one or the other. Maybe other people think that way as well, you know.
Let's know in the comments, guys. Is Bally or Ballymun or Ballyfermot?
Such Joe.ie content, isn't it?
Ryan Carlton, sorry. Are taking over the game there.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. No disrespect to the Joe, but Ballyar is Ballyfermot in my head.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Sorry, continue with your question.
All right, fellas. Strong start, confident start from Ballsy. With somebody called Ballsy, you'd expect nothing less. Tickets for the live show, locked and loaded. Can't wait. Don't fuck it up, though, yeah?
Fuck. A lot of pressure.
Speaking of which, with a load of performances under Yizzer's belts at this stage, what is the one thing you fear the most going wrong? And do either of you have any pre-show rituals or superstitions?
Get locked. Yup.
What's your biggest fear, darling, going on stage?
Biggest fear is just like forgetting things.
Or just it not being funny. Like, you don't know if it's going to be funny or not. So if you say something expecting a laugh and there's no laugh, it's just like, pissing yourself is a big one. I'm afraid of that. Big time.
Nearly happened, remember? And you were wearing white jeans.
I know.
Would have went yellow.
It was brave of me, wasn't it? Wearing white jeans to a show.
And did you almost piss yourself?
No.
Oh, God. I'm so gullible. That's the biggest fear. Any rituals?
Listen to some heavy metal.
Heavy metal. Like Rammstein.
Oh, yeah.
Too fast. On a phone, though. So it doesn't really have that power.
I think it's more meaningful when it's on a phone.
I mean, the last time I spent...
What was that?
It's more meaningful.
It's more meaningful when it's on a phone.
Dear Darren and Joe, and Ed, I'm guessing, yes. If you were one of Jesus' apostles, and you just had a great read on people generally, and on the night of the Last Supper, you just thought Judas wasn't himself.
Mm.
Wasn't eating his food, barely touching the wine, bit ratty. Wouldn't be like him at all. Would you say something to JC, or even after it all went down, would you keep your mouth shut? James, no, not that one. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In Celebridge. So you're at the Last Supper, Judas
is... to Jesus, I'd be like, yeah, that Judas fella's making me paranoid.
Yeah.
He's never like that.
His purse is a little bit bigger than usual.
He's a bit flash of the cash tonight, lads.
He's got a few more extra gold coins in there.
He keeps buying everyone points as well. He never does that.
Well, lads, next one's on me.
He never does that. It's like he's building up to something, some event.
Showing off his new sandals.
Why would Judas even show up? For a few gold
coins?
I wonder how much... Is there...
30 pieces of silver. What's the conversion rate?
Yeah, like how much is that in today's money?
Let's have a look. It must be 10 grand.
It's a tenner. Can you Google that
one?
It was gold.
No, it was not gold coins. And then he fucked it back at them as well, so it mustn't have been that much.
Not for a loaf of bread.
I don't want your money.
Oh, someone has it here in red. 30 pieces of silver as having the value to Judas of around $25,000.
$25,000?
Yeah. They've done all the calculations.
Get out of that back then?
$25,000.
Fuck all.
Mm. Well, I think that's like relative to today's money.
Not bad. $25,000, it seems quite low though.
25 grand, yeah. To kill someone like?
To rat them out.
Yeah, Jesus, yeah. There's always a rat. There's always a rat. Put that on a t-shirt. Put an edge on it. Yeah, and his hands out. Yeah, Jesus, yeah. There's always a rat. I just think of that. I'm mad, aren't I?
That's gas.
I tell you, come up with them now.
You're like a dying wasp.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. There's always a rat. Come here, listen, Jesus. There's always a rat.
Jesus.
And here, don't be starting me about them wasps. I'm telling you now, Jesus. I've been around the block and I'm telling you now, he's a rat.
Jesus knew.
Close your eyes on it.
He knew though, didn't he? He knew.
Jesus, but that's what he said. He said tonight one of you is going to betray me.
It was a proto traitors, wasn't it?
Yeah, which ones are you going to be? Yeah.
It was an early version of traitors.
Jesus, like, and tonight someone's going to betray me, and Hutch is just in the back like that looking around. he just goes,
yeah, and I'm starting to believe it myself.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that little quiz. If you'd like us never to do that again, let us know in the comments. If you'd like us to do it again, let us know in the comments.
And if you want to come to the live show, it's only 30 pieces of silver. So,
which is 25 grand.
Yeah. So for the premium seats.
Yeah. That's for like a meet and greet and all that. Right, go on. I'll see you. Mind yourself out there.
Take care.
It's fucking raining, I'd say.
Cold. It's miserable. Yeah. Bleak.